Begin the current daf masech, Pesachim daf ayin zayin. Begin 5 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is the Gemara had asked that why do you say there's 5 karbonos tzibur that are brought by the public, that although they're in the state of tumah, they could be brought, although they cannot be eaten. The Gemara asked, really 6, there's the other karbonos that are brought from the tzibur, and that are the sirah hargam that are brought out of the Yom Tovim. And that the Gemara answered, no, that we already know from Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. And that the Gemara said, if that's the case, so then Masafin the Rish Chaydish, we also know, it's also in the same category of the karbonis that are dam karbonis, which are with the throwing of the blood that creates the atonement, that also should be included. And that the Gemara had answered that no, that we would have to tell you that it's considered, quote, a moed. And therefore, we have to tell it to you because we would have thought it's not a moed because it's not included in the Pesukim. On that, Abayat quote a pasuk from Eicha, which shows us that Rish Chaydish is considered a moed and hence is included in the heter of being Deichet Tumah. And that was where our Gemara continues and says, Lememra the Kulu, is that to say that all of these the Karbonis Tzibur that I mentioned in the Mishnah, that they're Deichet Tumah, Mimoyed Asu, that we said we would have thought the Rish Chaydish is not included in Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur because it doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that it's called a Mayid. And therefore we had to learn from somewhere else that it's called a Mayid. And that's why we have to tell you that Chiddush in our Mishnah. So that could be inferred that these Karbonis Tzibur that they are Deichet Tumah is learned out from the terminology of Mayid, that it has a designated time. So the Gemara asks anonymously, where do we know these from our 5 items mentioned on Mishnah that they're learned out from the term Mayid? Where do we find the term Mayid by all these different Karbonis Tzibur? And then the Gemara says, turn around like we learned the Braisa. There's a pasuk in Be'yikra that says, V'yidaber Moshe es Moyad Yashem. That Moshe spoke about the designated times, which is loosely translated as the Yom Tovim of Hashem. And this is a pasuk in Teres Kayanim, which is by the Karbon Omer and the Karbon Shtei HaLechem. On that the Braisa says, Matam Aloyma. What is that pasuk coming to teach us? And that the Braisa says, Lafi Shaloi Lamadnu Eilu Tamid Pesach. We had only learned regarding the carbon Tamid, which is brought every single day, and the carbon Pesach, that their Deicha Shabbos and Tamid, as had been taught on the previous daf. Shenemar, Behu B'meyade, as we had said over there, that it says the terminology in its designated time, which is Mashma, in its designated time. It should not be poshed off under all circumstances, whether it's there is a state of Tumah, which generally does not allow, and a state of Shabbos, which also generally does not allow to bring to do Malacha. Yet, on that is the drush. B'me'adev afil b'shabbos, in its designated time, even if it's Shabbos, and b'me'adev afil b'tumah, and it's its designated time, even in the state of Tumah, that we have a teaching both by Karban Tumid and by the Halachas of Pesach, which are compared to each other. Now, Shar Karban Tzibah Minayin, where do we know other Karban Tzibah, that they're also Deicha Shabbos and Tumah? Shemak, it says, the passing in Bamidbar. Elu tasel Hashem b'mayadechem. These are the things, these are the kabbonis you should do for Hashem on their designated times. Now this is in Parshas Pinchas where it says regarding the kabbon musafim. So there it also says the term of moyed. Now the Braisa continues, which was the original question we had, minayin l'rabbis oimer v'hakar v'imay, where do we know to include the kabbon oimer, which is a flower offering, with the kabbonis that are brought with it, as the Pasuk of Yikuch of Gimel says, v'asisim b'yam hanifchem, that these are the kabbonis that should be brought on the day when the kabbon oimer is brought. And shtehalechem akar v'imam. How do you know, regarding that it's deichet tumah and Shabbos, also regarding the shtehalechem, which are brought on Shavuos, with the kvasim, with the sheep that are cut, that come with the shtehalechem, which is mentioned in Teres Kayanim. And the reason for the Braisa asking this is why would these be different than the other karbanis tzibah, which we had just mentioned from the pasuk Eilu tas l'Hashem b'mayadechem, is because these karbanis are not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Hence, we would not know that they're included in the terminology of mayad to be deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Tamalayma, that's what the pasuk comes to teach us. V'yidaber Moshe es mayad Hashem al b'nei Yisrael, that Moshe spoke about the designated times to the b'nei Yisrael. Hakasav kavoy mayad echel kulam. The Torah, the pasuk, designated the terminology of mayad, which again is the teaching of that this is the time to do it, no matter if there's Tumah or Shabbos, for all different Karbanos Tzibur, and that's the source that we have, and that is why we have to tell you Rish Chaydish is included in that list, because we would have thought that that's not considered a Moed. Now that the Gemara asks, V'chol hani lamali, right? The Braisa just brought us all these different psukim. Why do we need all these different psukim to teach us this halacha? Should have just said one pasuk, and that's it. We would have known that they're all included in the term of Moed. Another thing where it says, no, tzrichi, no, we couldn't have just said it by one and then learned out all the other ones from the other one. Because, dikas rachmanu tamid, had we only taught you the halacha of mayid, which it would have said by the kabbon of tamid, havamina tamid, that only there it's deicha Shabbos and tumah, shekein tadir, v'kal, A, it's brought every single day, which is a stringency, and it's totally brought on the mizbeach, none of it is consumed. Of a Pesach loy, but Karban Pesach, which is consumed, it's on some level lighter, it's not as stringent, not as chashiv as the Karban Tamid. Hence, it would not be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Kamash 1, that's where we have to learn out from Pesach also that it's considered Mayid, that's Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. V'yikas rechman haPesach, had it only been written regarding the Korban Pesach, so Pesach shu anish karis, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, which that's the punishment of karis, that's where we'll say that yes, it's very important to bring it. Doicha Shabbos ian tuma. Aval tuma de'in anish karis im aloy, but karma tuma, if you don't bring it, there's no punishment of karis. There I would say it's not doicha Shabbos ian tuma. Kamash mulan, that's where I have to teach regarding tuma too. Now, because Rechmona Hani Tarti, had we said both of them, Pesach and Tamid, Havamina Hani Hu Yesh Ben Tzad Chama, I would have thought to say, okay, they're different, but each of them has a stringency, as we just mentioned. Tamid Tadvako, first of all, Tamid is something that's brought every single day, and it's totally brought in the Mizbech. And Pesach Shu Anish Karas, it has a punishment of Karas. Therefore, they're Deicha Shabbos and Tamo. Avashar Kaban is Tibre Emolei, but other Kaban is Tibre that don't have either one of those stringencies, I would have thought to say that they cannot be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Kasrachmana, Elo Tas Lashem B'mei Adeichem. That's what the Pasuk comes to teach you with the next Pasuk, that these are the things that can be that are done in their designated time, even on Shabbos and Tumah. Now, because Rachmana El Tas Lashem B'mei Adeichem, had we only had that Pasuk for the other Kaban Sibur, Havamina Shar Kaban is Sibur Haboin L'chapers, I would have thought to say, yes. Other Kabbalah Sibah that are brought as an atonement, which is, these are the Musafim of the Eulah that we had mentioned in that Pasuk, which they provide an atonement for positive commandments that were transgressed. As the Gemara in Yuma says in Daflam and Vavman Aleph, that a Karban Eulah comes to atone for positive commandments, or and a Loisa say that was Nitiglase, which means say that you, one violated a negative transgression, but that could be rectified with a positive commandment. Those are the things that are created an atonement by the Karban Eulah. So those Karban Siba, there is something that it's affecting, so it has a certain chashivas, yes, it can be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Aval Oymer Shtehalechem, De'ein Boin L'chapa, but the Karban Oymer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, and the Shtehalechem that's brought on Shavuos, which these are flower offerings that do not create any atonement. They just are permitters in that they permit the new crop of grain, this one in out of the Beis HaMikdash, and this one at least brought in the Beis HaMikdash as karbanas. Loy, I would have thought to say that those two cannot be Deicha Shabbos and Tumah because they don't have that level of chashivas of an atonement. Kamash Malan, that's what we needed the last pasuk that we had mentioned of that Abayidab Moshe's Me'adi Hashem to teach you that even Oymen Shtehalechem are Deicha Shabbos and Tumah again based on the pasuk of Moyed. Now, because Rachman Oymer Shtehalechem L'Chadayu, so it seems like you could have just said it by Oymer Shtehalechem, which they seem to be the lowest. And then I would have learned that everything from there, that if they could be Deicha Shabbos Tumah, for sure everything else, on that, no. Havimina Adarabba, I would have thought to say that to the contrary. Oymer Shtehalechem Da'alimi, they're very strong in the sense of Deboin Lahatr, that they permit other things. Aval Hanuch Libet, the other Kabbans, although they provide atonement, but they don't permit other things. Hence, I would think to say that maybe they're not Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Kamash Mulan, that's what we have to say. All of the cases to teach this halacha that these Kabbans Tibur are Deicha Shabbos and Tumah. Now, based on this, the Gemara says, Savrua, the Amiram that were in the yeshiva, they thought the following two assumptions, and therefore they asked that, let's say our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua. What are the two assumptions that they had assumed on the halacha that our Mishnah was saying on the previous daf? First of all, they thought they assume that according to everybody, basically, that we say that although in the tzibur, although the Torah permitted bringing a carbon in the state of tumah when it's the public, but it wasn't a carte blanche, complete heter that was permitted. Rather, whatever we could do it in a pure way, then you have to do it. And if not, then you could do it whatever height to get by because it's the carbon of the tzibah, you have to do it, but you still should try to do it in the way of heter. And therefore, we said that it's not really a heter gomer, it's what's called chuyah, it was just pushed away, whatever you need to, but not to do what you don't have to. And therefore, the main criteria of that halach is the be'inat tzitz l'ratzis. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore was a meratza, was an atonement on some level for tumah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, we needed to utilize the tzitz in the situations of even the Karbanos Tzibur, which are from our mission on the previous stop. They have to be utilized because it's considered dchuya. We don't want this tumah here. It's not considered heter, like, yeah, sure, no problem. It's tumah, big deal. It is a big deal, but we still allow the tumah to be done because of the Karbanos Tzibur. So that still has to utilize the atonement on some level of the ritzoy of the tzitz. And the reason why they had assumed that everyone holds tumah dchuya b'tzibah is deleka tana d'shamet lei dama tumah hucha b'tzibah, because we don't find any tana that says the tumah was totally permitted. Even if you could do it in the way of tumah of tahara, it doesn't really make a difference. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, the only one that we found that says it's total heter was Rabbi Yehuda. The tana like we learn the braisa as follows. It says tzitz regarding this atonement of the tzitz, which was this plate that the kohen gadol wore on his forehead. was Bein Sheyeshna Metzlim, whether when it was on his forehead, and that is at the time when the Tumah had happened with the carbon, and then he was wearing on his forehead, or even if when the time of the Tumah happened on the carbon, he wasn't wearing that plate on his forehead, Meratza, either way it would provide an atonement. It didn't actually have to be on his forehead at the time that the Tumah happened. Div Reb Shimon, that's the opinion of Reb Shimon. He argues, says, no, this that it provides an atonement, it's only when it's on his head. If it's not on the forehead, in the Meratza, does not provide an atonement. Now, Amalei Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon came to argue on Reb Yehuda, and he said, wait a second. Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippurim yichyach. I could prove to you from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim when he would be doing the avodah inside the kodesh, inside the Beis Hamikdash, she'eino yal metzchay, where then he would not have the plate of the tzitz on his forehead. And the reason is because you cannot go in the Bigdei Zahav, the golden garments, as the Gemara says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav Menaf, inside the kodesh kodeshim, because of the concept of inkateger nasenegar, the prosecutor cannot become the defendant, and the gold reminds of the Egel Hazav, of the golden calf, hence he would only wear white. So he wasn't wearing the tzitz on his forehead when he would do that, and yet umaratze. Yet, if there was some type of element of Tumah at the time when he was doing the Avodah in Yom Kippurim, it would provide an atonement. And the reason how I know that is because we have a halacha that every carbon sibber that has a set time is Deicha Tumah. Now, what he was doing, the Kohen Gadol, was a carbon sibber, and therefore we know that Tumah was not problematic. And as Rashi explains, Shimon was basically saying was that Tumah is d'chuyah b'tzibra. It was pushed to the side. Now, if not for the tzitz being meratza on the Tumah, so what he would be doing would not be kosher, yet we know that the carbon is kosher because it's a carbon sibber. Obviously, although we say Tumah d'chuyah b'tzibra, and the only way it does it is with the tzitz, must be that even though he's not wearing it when he's doing that void inside, but since the carbon sibber, that the tzitz is meratza. Hence, I can prove to you that it even works, even if it's not on his forehead. With Amalai, Rabbi Yehuda responded to him, wait a second, that's not a raya. Hanech le'yom kippurim, leave alone Yom Kippurim, that it's not going to be approved because Shetumah Hutcher B'tzibah. Tumah is permitted in the Tzibah. We don't say that a Karbid Tzibah needs the atonement of the Tzitz to prove to me that, hey, it's working when he's doing the Avodah inside, when he's not wearing the Tzitz. Must be that it works even when it's not on the far. It's not true. We only need the Ritz of the Tzitz by an individual Karbid. The Karbid Tzibah is Hutcher, and hence, yes, of course the carbon will work even though this tumah, but not because the tzitz is working. It doesn't work. It's not on the forehead. It's working because tumah is not a problem when it's a carbon tzibur. Now, on that, they had assumed, and the Gemara infers that machlal the Reb Shimon Sabar, as we had just explained, that tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, that tumah is no, it's just pushed away. Hence, the tzitz has to be activated at the time to neutralize the tumah that's happening. And obviously, it works even when it's not as far. And the Gemara assumed that the only one we find saying hutra is Rabbi Huda, and hence, generally, we assume that the halach is tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Now, the second assumption they made was that udekuliyama, that everyone, in other words, the Rabbanan that were anonymous, that as a stam opinion on Mishnah, that they held in hatzitz meratza al achilis, that the tzitz, although it provides atonement for tumah, it does not provide an atumah for the consumption element of the carbon. That means to say, if tumah touches the meat, or let's say the leftover parts of the mincha that are consumed, that is not going to be a ritzui of the tzitz, and to say that, you know, there's no problem of tumah on these things, that it can be eaten. It only provides a ritzui of the tumah of the dam, which is thrown on the mizbeach, or the koimitz of the mincha, the festival, again, that's put on the mizbeach. Those things that are those types of things, like the dam, that are the fundamental elements of the carbon that they provide the atonement, those things is what the tumah is going to be, have a ritzui from the tzitz. But not on the other things, like the leftovers of the meat to be eaten by the owners of the kahanim, or regarding, like, let's say, the leftovers of the kaimitz that are eaten by the owners, that there was no ritzui. And the reason why they assumed that was the lekatana, the shamat le damat tzitz meratza al achilas. We don't find any tana that says that the atonement of the tzitz is not only just on what was providing the atonement on the mizbeach, but even for the leftovers which are eaten. El Rebbe Elazar, the only one we find like that again is an individual, like we said regarding the first halacha, that it's Rebbe Yehuda, the town, like we learned the brisa. Rebbe Elazar says, "Hatzitz meratz al achilas." He says the tzitz provides an atonement, even it neutralizes the problem of tumah, even for the things that are eaten. Rebbe Yosi Omer, no, ein hatzitz meratz al achilas. It does not provide a ritz of the achilas. Now, based on these two assumptions that we said, that A, that Tumah is only Tchuyah B'Tzibah, that you need the Tzitz to be working to provide a neutralization of the problem of Tumah for even the carbon Tzibah, and that there's no Ritzay of Tzitz on the Achilles of things that are consumed. So Neim Masnitin, so then let's say our Mishnah that says that the carbon Oimer and the carbon Shtei Alechem, they can be brought even in the state of Tumah, and that's even though that they're carbon Tzibah, but A, because you need to have a Ritzay of Tzitz, and that Tzitz do not provide a ritzi on the achilas, so it comes out that these leftovers are not going to have a ritzi. The only thing that's going to have a ritzi is the kaimitz that provides the atonement, and for that we say that tzitz works because the leftovers that are eaten from the kaimitz from the on these karbanas are, we said, are achilas, and they don't have an atonement, just like we say by karbanas that are called damim type, which are the bloods of the animal karbanas, that the tzitz will only help for the dam, not for the basa that's left over. And yet in spite of that, our Mishnah says that the blood could be thrown. Therefore, let's say our Mishnah is delayed kibishu, it's not like kibishu, because as the Gemara will illustrate, that he holds on the concept of im ein basar, ein dam. If there's no eligible meat to be eaten, then there's no halacha of dam in the sense of that it cannot be thrown on the mizbech. The time like Linda Bryce, so there's a pasuk in the Varam that says, "Vasisa oilisecha, you should make your carbon oilis, habasar vahadam, the meat and the blood." Based on that, Rabbi Shua Aimee says that we're comparing the meat to the blood. Im ein dam ein basar, if there's no blood to be thrown on the mizbech, then the meat cannot be eaten. And also, im ein basar, if there's no meat that fit to be eaten, for example, it became tummy or got lost, then ein dam, then there's no blood. In other words, that you cannot throw the blood. And Eliezer, he says, no. Dam afal pisha ein basar. The blood could be thrown even if there's no meat to be eaten, for example, if it became tummy or got lost. Shneim like it says in that pasuk, the dam zevachecha yishafech, that the blood of your carbon should be thrown. And that means in all situations, it's coming to tell you that you always do it, even there is not comparing it to habasar, to say that it will always be thrown. Now, so what do I fulfill with the pasuk that seems to be equating meat to blood, which would sound like that if there's no meat, that there is no blood. That's coming to teach a different lesson. That's telling you, just like the blood is thrown, so too the meat is thrown. What does that mean? Have a ayman that comes to teach you that little cotton yesh, that there was a little gap, there was a little space of ear being kevish the mizbech between the ramp, which was how they got up to the top of mizbech, and the mizbech. And that is, the edge of the ramp was not totally attached to mizbech. There was a little gap, a little space between them. And the one who would organize the limbs, he would be standing on the ramp, and he would actually throw it onto the pyre where the firewood was to fulfill this commandment of throwing not just the blood, but even the meat. That's what the pasuk is teaching you with the equation of a basar v'dam, but not to tell you that if there's no meat, there's no dam. But the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yeshua Nami, what does Rabbi Yeshua do? Haksiv adam zavachach yishafech. L'chayr, there's a pasuk, like Rabbi Eliezer had said, that tells you even if there's no meat, there's still going to be dam. It tells you you always pour the blood of the carbon. So although he has a different pasuk that equates them, but this separate pasuk seems to indicate that it doesn't need meat. He says to you, but it does say near it, v'habasar teichel. It says, and the meat you will eat, obviously, that it says that no, not only v'dam zavachach yishafech, it is dependent on v'habasar teichel, that is, only if the meat is still around, which is coming after the words of v'dam zavachach yishafech, then you'll eat the meat. Oh, it has to be around it. So you see that it has to be im yesh basar yesh dam, that it will only work if there is meat. So the Gemara continues, Amud Beis, and asks, but v'hani trei kroi, these two psukim, according to Rabbi Yeshua Lamali, why does he need two psukim to teach you this halacha of emein basar edam? He has the pasuk that he mentioned before that compares basar and dam, and then he's having this another pasuk of basar teichel that together with v'dam zavachach yishafech, again to teach the same concept. Why do you need two psukim? And then the Gemara says, chad b'yayla b'chad b'shlam. One is teaching you regarding the carbon of ayla, which was what he mentioned before, and one's teaching you chad, the next one's teaching you shlamim, which is v'chacha, as a reference to shlamim v'tzricha. And we needed to teach you this halacha concept of it, ein basar, ein dam, by both of them. Dikas rechmanu b'ayla, had the pasuk only taught you by ayla that you cannot bring the dam if you don't have the meat. Because havamina ayla hi dechamir, I would have thought to say that that is a stringent, it's a stringency, which applies to a stringent carbon. And why is ayla mochamer? Shekin kal, because it's totally consumed on mizbech, therefore it's mochashem, and therefore we're more stringent. And we say that it could only be thrown the blood if you have the meat. Avashlam de lechamir, but shlamim, which is not as stringent as a carbon ayla, emaloi, I would think to say that there you do not need the meat to be able to throw the blood. Therefore, you have to say shlam. Now, because of Rechman Shlam, had we only written regarding shlamim, have a mina adarava, I would say to the contrary, that shlamim is more stringent, the isbush de achilis, because there are two consumptions. That, in other words, this idea that oil is kol, to the contrary, is not a leniency for shlamim, it's a stringency. That not only does the mizbeach have to eat something, but the person, the owner, the kohen have to eat something. But oil which does not have two consumptions, only one, only the mizbeach gets it, not the humans. And therefore, maybe there I would not need to have the basar to be able to throw the dam, because essentially it's not basar that needs to be eaten by anyone else. Kamash Mulan, that was why we had to teach this halacha of ein basar and dam, by both by oila and by shlam. Now the Gemara asks, Rebbe Elazar Nami, according to Rebbe Eliezer, what does he do? Haksiv habasa teichel. Rebbe Shua had a good response by saying that the meat has to be eaten, which sounds like that the meat has to still be around after v'dams v'checha yishafich. And hence, how could he say that it's even if ein basar, that's still going to be yeshdam? So Melchor Rebbe Eliezer would tell you, hahumi bayle. No, that pasuk of habasa teichel is necessary to teach us a different halacha, not to teach im ein basar ein dam. And that is, she'ein ha-basar muta ba'achila, that the meat is not permitted to be consumed, even in the state when it's allowed to be, at she'ezek adam, until the blood is thrown. That's what it's teaching you, that when it was thrown, that is what it was telling you, then ba'habasar teicha, then you could eat it. And that the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the halacha we're learning out from the habasar teicha, but then, e'makuli lahachi hudasa, then let's say maybe the entire pasuk is coming to teach you this halacha. That is, v'dam z'v'chech yishavich. When you have that, then v'habasar teichel. And if that's the case, dam afapish ein sham basar menon, then how do you know what Rebbe Elazar was proving, not like Rebbe Yeshua, that you can throw the blood even when there's no meat, which was he's learning from dam z'v'chech yishavich? You could always do it, but it's not true. That's part and parcel of the limit of habasar teichel, that you can only eat it when you threw the blood. And therefore, it's not extra to teach you that, oh, you always throw the blood in those situations. So how do you know his halacha, not like Rabbi Shua, that even if ain basar, that's still yeshdam? So halacha, he would tell you, imkain, if that's the case, that the whole entire pasuk is coming to teach only the heter of eating the meat, and not to tell you that you can throw the blood even when there's not meat, then nichtav rachmana habasar teichel, then the Torah should first have written that the meat could be eaten, and v'hadaran, then it should have written v'dam z'v'chech yishavich, and then it should have said that the blood of your carbon, that it has to be poured. K'tichsev b'reisha, because that it would keep the same uniformity as it had in the beginning of the pasuk, which it says v'asisa oylesecha habasar v'hadam. You'll do your carbon oylem. As we said, the first half of the pasuk is talking about a carbon oylem. Second half, pasuk is talking about a carbon shlamim. So by the first half, we say it says habasar v'hadam. First the meat, then the blood. And therefore, we should have kept the same uniformity regarding the second half of the pasuk, first talking about the meat, and then the blood. And that would have been mashma, which is what you wanted to say, this halacha, that it was saying that if the blood was thrown, because although it's saying it's second, but yishafach is in the past tense, if the blood was first thrown before it was eaten, then you can go ahead and have habasar teichel. Because it doesn't say v'hadam tishbich, that you should throw the blood, which would be in the future tense, which would be problematic. If you're saying v'hadam z'v'checha second, v'habasar teichel, it wouldn't make sense to say that it's only if you had thrown the blood that then you could eat the meat. So Rashi explains that the terminology that's used in the pasuk is a past tense, so you could keep the uniformity and still have the throwing of the blood second, which would have meant to say that you could eat the meat when it was already poured beforehand. Now, maishno da'akta mele dam z'v'checha. But why does the pasuk change then how it was the context of the first half of the pasuk, which had meat first and blood second, and here it first puts the blood being poured first and then the meat being eaten second? Why does it change? Shema minah, that comes to teach you to make a drasha on dam z'v'checha yishafech, that you will always spill the blood in all situations. And that's why it says it first, to tell you, dam af b'she'en basar, forget about v'abasar teichel. You always spill the blood in all situations, even if there is no meat. And another thing it teaches with what we had said of what is v'habasar teichel coming to teach you, that the meat is not permitted to be eaten until you threw the dam. That's what it teaches you to say that, oh, when can you have v'habasar teichel? Only if it was v'dam z'v'checha yishafich. However, again, because of the setup of the pasuk, comes to teach us that also im ein basar, still yesh dam, you can throw the blood even if there is no meat. Now the Gemara asks Rabbi Shua that he does not learn from there because he needs that of habasar teichel to teach you that im ein basar ein dam, because it's equating habasar teichel to v'dam z'v'checha, just like he had said from the other pasuk of habasar v'dam, just one teaching you oila, one teaching you shlamim, then ein habasar muta b'achilat she'ezek adam, how does he know the halacha that the meat is not permitted until the blood is thrown? He doesn't have that limud like Rabbi Eliezer is, because he's using it for, as we said, of imein basrein dam. And then the Gemara says, kavochaima who he held, it's a kavochaima. Most definitely makes sense that you cannot consume the meat until the blood is thrown. What's the kavochaima? Because umai murin, because just like we find by the sacrificial parts, which are certain fats and different parts of the animal that are sacrificed on the Mizbeach. Techilasnehu, when they're not around, for example, if they became tame or they became lost, loima akvi, they do not hold back one from being able to eat the meat, as the Gemara explains in Perek Tama Nishchad earlier on Daf Nun Tesemet Beis. However, ki isnehu ma'akvi, when the emum are around, then they do hold back a person from eating the meat. As the Gemara there explains, you first have to bring the sacrificial parts and then eat it. Now, therefore, dam dechilase ma'akiv, when there is no dam, it holds back the carbon from being eaten because everybody agrees, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that im ein dam, ein baster. If there's no blood, you cannot eat from the meat. And that's because, as Rashi explains the logic behind that, is because originally when the carbon becomes hektish, it becomes aser. And the atonement only comes when the blood is thrown. And then the kahanim are permitted to eat it because they get what's called meshulchan gavai kazachu. They can eat what they get. Once there's a kapara, then it takes away the hektish component, which then they could eat it because when it's hektish, there's me'ila. Now, since there's no atonement, where does the iser go? If there's no dam, there's no kapara, of course, ein basar, you cannot eat from the meat. So therefore, if we find by blood that when it's not around, it is ma'akiv, which you don't find by the emurim, so ki isi lekoshkin ma'akiv, so when the blood is around, most definitely, it's not going to be lower than emurim, which is ma'akiv the buster, even though when it's not. So dam, which is a problem when it's not around, most definitely when it is around, you cannot have the meat until you throw the blood. And that's how he knows the halacha of that you have to first have the throwing of the blood and then to have the meat. Whatever the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer, milsa da'asa b'kavochemer, although this is something that could be learned out from a kavochemer, terech b'kasa b'kra, this is a concept that's mentioned elsewhere in Shas, that in spite of that, there's the effort that's put into the pasuk to write it explicitly in the drasha, even though you could have learned it out from a kavochemer. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua, he agrees to the concept. However, kol hecha de'ikul medrash, wherever you could make a drasha, which in this case he's saying that it means im ein basar, ein dam, then darshina win, then we'd make a drasha, and we don't say that it was a terech b'kasa b'kra. And therefore, since we have a different explanation for the pasuk, which is to make the drasha, that's why he disagrees with Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Gemara concludes what we had started in Amud Aleph. Hashta lema masnitin deleker bishua. Now, based on the assumptions that we had just said, these two assumptions, let's say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yeshua, and that is as follows: Dikivin de amar bein atarti. Since Rabbi Yeshua said that you need both, you need the dam. And you need the baster, as he said. It ain't dam, ain't baster, everyone agrees. And it ain't baster, ain't dam. So therefore, to be able to have the atonement of this carbon, you need to have both the dam and the baster. That's first point. Second point is, the tzitz achilis lemeratza, as we had assumed, that the tzitz does not provide an atonement for things that are eaten. And therefore, now, this meat is not around, because there's only a ritza of the tumor component of this carbon, only on the dam. As we had said, that there's a ritza of tzitz only on the dam component, that which provides atonement, which is the dam, or that's the kaimitz. However, the shirayim, the leftover, the meat that's eaten, or the leftover parts of the mincha, that is no ritzu. Now, therefore, hechi asibituma, how could these karbanos tzibur that was mentioned in our Mishnah be brought in the state of tuma, which would l'chara have to be through a ritzib tzitz, as we had explained. We assumed that tuma tchuyib tzibur, it needs the tzitz to be meratza. Now, the problem is, as we said, that there's no ritza of tzitz on the meat, which are considered the achilas. We had assumed that there's no ritza of the tzitz of achilas, because those are individual opinions of that tumahutra b'tzibur, and that there is a ritza on the achilas. And therefore, our Mishnah, that's saying that they can be brought in the state of tumah, l'chayr is saying that im ein basar yeshdam, because the basar is tumah, because it is dchuyah, it's not a hutra, there's an element that we have to provide a ritza, and that tzitz is not maratza on the achilas. So the only thing you have over here is the dam component, is the kaimitz component, and that's telling you that we could bring it, which means to say, yesh dam, even though ain baser, which is not like Rabbi Yeshua, who said, im ain baser, ain dam. Another thing Gemara says, afilu tam Rabbi Yeshua. You could say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua. Like sub Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Yeshua holds, not like the assumption that we had mentioned, that had tzitz maratza al ha'olam. The tzitz provides a ritzui on things that are brought up on the Mizbeach, which are, although there's an element of tumah on things which are being sacrificed on the fires in the Mizbeach, what is that a reference to? That's a reference to the emurim, to the sacrificial parts. And that is, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if there's at least a kezayis of the chelav, of the fats, which are the emurim, which are at least for the part of the mizbeach that is eaten by the mizbeach, then you could throw the dam. As the Gemara says later on from a brayso on daf ayin tes amud aleph, Rabbi Yeshua holds that all karbanos in the Torah, that if there was left over either a kezayis of meat or kezayis of chelav, the sacrificial parts, then you could throw the blood. And that is because he holds that, yes, im ein basr, ein dam. But basr doesn't mean just basr in the sense that it has to be actual meat. It means say there has to be something that is being permitted by the matter, which is the dam, the kaimitz, is a permitter. It's a kaparetz in the atonement, and also permits the leftover of the carbon to be eaten. And therefore, although the necholon, the oichlin, that part, the tzitz is not meratza, however, he does hold that the oilin, the other consumed parts, which are leftovers that the mizbeach eats, not the human, that, which are the imurim, that the tzitz will be meratzim. And therefore, he could be like our Mishnah, because although the basr cannot be eaten, however, the chelev could be eaten by the mizbeach, and therefore you're going to have what's being permitted by the dam, and therefore you have, on some level, that there is basr, and therefore there is dam. Although there's not actual meat, it's something that has to be eaten from the leftovers, and that the mizbeach is eaten, which are the fats. That the Gemara asks, so that would resolve regarding our Mishnah, regarding animal karbanos, which there are sacrificial parts that are brought onto Mizbeach. However, regarding the carbon oimer and the shtehalechem that's brought on Shavuos, and the oimer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, which there are no leftovers that are eaten on the Mizbeach, besides the kaimitz, that's the fistful that's brought on the Mizbeach, which that is by a mincha, the equivalent of what is the blood of an animal carbon, which is the permitter, which is that provides an atonement, which is a different element. Whereas the leftovers, there are none that are being makter, that are being brought on the mizbeach. Now, since Rabbi Shu holds you need to have both, you need to have, let's say, regarding carbon mincha, you need to have the koimitz, which is the permitter, it's the atonement, that's the fistful. And you need to have the leftovers too, that's the concept of basr and dam, permitter and what's permitted. Therefore, here, where there are no leftovers, what are you going to do? And that's because what we said is that there are nechon, there are what are eaten, and this is not meratzah. So therefore, you're left only with, quote, dam, which in the case of mincha is the kaimitz. So how does that work? And for sure, shtehalechem, which is totally eaten, you don't even have one thing. Michael Amemar, so the Gemara asks, what are you going to say? How are you going to say Rabbi Shu is like our Mishnah? That is, if you say like Rabbi Eliezer, that he holds that the tzitz is meratzah on even the achilois. So then, of course, it could be like our Mishnah, because tum is not a problem. It's like a regular carbon, because it's meratzah even on the achilis. So therefore, shtehalechem, although it's all achilis, the tzitz is meratzah, and hence, you could bring it. But according to Rabbi Shu, that he holds that, as we're assuming, that tzitz is not meratzah on achilis. And again, tum is choy b'tzibra, and therefore the tzitz is only meratzah, even if you say on the oilin, which are the emurim, the chelev, but it's not meratzah on shtehalechem and oimer, because they're all achilis, and if they're all achilis, how can you bring it in the state of tumah if it's going to be in main basr, in dam? Another thing about Amri, they said, Kiyam Rabbi Yeshua Nami Dibin Tarti, although we had said that he needs to have both, what's permitting and what's being permitted in the animal or in the mincha, he only said the bizvachim. He only said that by animal karbanos. And therefore, we resolved that regarding that the chelev will be that permitted part to have both elements. However, b'menachas le'yamar, regarding menachas, he did not say that you need to have shirayim, the leftover part, and therefore it's enough to have the kaimitz, and that's why it's not a problem. That the Gemara asks, b'menachas le'yamar, is it really true that he didn't say it regarding menachas, that you need to have both elements to say he's not like our Mishnah? Because shtei alechem definitely doesn't have both elements. But now we learn the Mishnah Maseches Menachas that says, nitmu shereha, if the leftovers of the carbon mincha, after the kmitza, after the fistful was taken off, the leftovers became tummy, and the kaimitz was not yet brought on the mizbeach. It wasn't yet sacked. It wasn't yet burnt. Or of the shirah. Well, let's say the leftovers got lost. Either way, you don't have them in a state that they could be consumed. On that, the Mishnah tells us, kemidus Reb Eliezer, according to the measurement, according to the opinion of Reb Eliezer, that he says in Masechet Zvachim daf Kavdalam and Alf that dam afa pisha imbos, as we had explained, you could bring the dam, you could bring the kaimitz, even if there's no meat, even if there's no leftovers. So then it's kosher to bring the kaimitz, and the bailam will be exempt, as we explained, because the kaimitz is still here, and therefore kshera, that's a kosher kaimitz, and it's a kosher carbon, and it takes care of all the chiyuvim. Whereas kemidus Reb Yeshua besula, according to the measurement of Reb Yeshua, it's going to be puzzle. Now, that obviously means to say that he holds by the mincha that you do need the shirayim, and therefore since it's tameh or it's lost, it will not be kosher. That flies in the face of what we just said, that he says that you don't need both elements regarding a karban mincha. And that the Gemara answers is not a contradiction to the answer that we just said, because kemidas, but like kemidas, What we meant in the Mishnah over there was that it's like Rabbi Shua, but not totally like Rabbi Shua. And that is, Kamidas Rabbi Shua, what we meant over there, that is like his opinion, was to be in a tarti, that general, we know he's the one that says that you need to have both. You need to have the Kaimitz and the Shirai. But the Lay Kamidas Rabbi Shua, not totally like him, because the Ilir Rabbi Shua, Bezvachamama, he only said it regarding animal sacrifices, where you need to have the blood and you need to have the meat. But Menachas Layamar, he didn't say it by Menachas, which resolves how he could be the Tana of our Mishnah. The Elohai Tana, whereas the Tana over there in Menachas, Saba, he holds Afilah b'Menachas, even by Menachas, the concept of Rabbi Yeshua. And that's what he meant to say when he says Rabbi Yeshua's opinion. He meant to borrow it for Menachas, but essentially Rabbi Yeshua does not say it. And therefore, again, our Mishnah is not problematic, because although in our Mishnah of the Shtei Alechman Eimer, you're not going to have, quote, bus, you're not going to have the leftovers. That's not a problem. He doesn't say it by Menachas. However, the Gemara asks him this two questions. Umanu haitana dekoi kavasei umach mitvemine. Who is this Tana that we're quoting in Masechtas Menachas that holds like Rabbi Yeshua, and he's even more stringent than him? In other words, we never find a Tana that says that much of a stringency. The item, moreover, would be difficult, is because Tanya, we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Yesi says, Royani is divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'Menachas Rezachim. I see the opinion, that is, I agree to him, regarding what he says by Menachas, flower offerings, and Zvachim, animal carbonas. And the divrei Yeshua b'Zvachim Menachas, and I also hold of what Yeshua says regarding Zvachim and Menachas, which the Gemara in the next stuff will explain what does that mean. It seems to be contradictory, because they argue on the cases of the Zvachim, or maybe Menachas, and how could he say he holds like both of them, and both of them. Anyway, so he explains. Divrei b'Eliezer b'Zvachim, what do I mean? I hold like b'Eliezer regarding animal karbanos. That he would say, "Dam af b'shein shambasa." You could throw the blood, even though there's no meat. On that, I agree with him. But divrei b'Yeshua b'Zvachim, and I also hold the b'Yeshua by animal karbanos. That he would say, "Im ein dam ein baser." If there is no blood, then there's no meat. And moreover, "Im ein baser ein dam." Even if there's no meat, there's still not going to be blood, which again is contradictory to b'Eliezer. And the Gemara in the next half will explain. Divrei b'Eliezer b'Menachas, I hold like Rabbi Eliezer regarding Menachas, that he would say, that you could bring the kaimitz, the permitter, even if there's no leftovers, they became tamei or they became lost. I agree, Divrei b'Yeshua b'Menachas, I agree to what Yeshua says regarding flower offerings, that he would say, no, it main kaimitz ain't shirayim, if there's no fistful of the offering, then there's no leftovers, and the main shirayim ain't kaimitz, and if there's no leftover, then you can't bring the kaimitz either. So the Gemara, again, on the next step, will resolve exactly what his statement is. But one thing we see, which is the second question the Gemara is asking, is that clearly, Rabbi Yeshua says by Menachas, did him ain't shirayim, ain't kaimitz, that you do need both elements, not just by Zvachim, but even by Menachas. So again, we're back to the question, how could it be like the Tana of Mishnah if we see clearly that even by Menachas, we say that one could bring it in the state of Tumah, in spite of the fact that one will not have the Achilas having the Ritzah of the Tzitz, and Rabbi Yeshua holds that you do need to have both the Achilas and the, quote, Dam, the kaimitz. Elok Savri B'Shurev, the Gemara gives a different teretz. B'Shurev holds, Hatzitz Meratza Al Ha'Eilin V'Al Ha'Achilas. He holds that the Tzitz provides a ritza not only on the Eilin, which was the Emurim that we said regarding the animal karbanos, which resolved it for that, but even on the Achilas, on that he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we could say that our Mishnah is like him, because you are having both. You're having both the Achilas and the Dam, because again, the Tzitz does provide a ritza even on the Achilas. And regarding Shtei HaLechem also, since the Tzitz provides a ritza on the Achilas, therefore, it's like it was originally, and therefore, it's going to be a permitter, a matter in the Beis HaMikdash for the new crop, new grain to be eaten, again, because Tumah is not going to be a problem, even for the Achilas. And this, the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, Amai Kemidas Rabbi Yeshua Psula? Why does the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi, with a quote, that, you know, if we're going like the measurement of Rabbi Yeshua, then it's going to be possible. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, why is it possible if, quote, Ein Shirayim, but we just said clearly that he holds that, even if the shirayim are tame, it's still going to have a ritza of the tzitz, and then you should be able to have the kaimitz. That the Gemara answers, when the Mishnah over there said, like the measurement of Rabbi Yeshua, that it's possible, was on the case of Ovid Vesarf, when the leftovers were either lost or burnt, where there you're not going to have a quote, a ritza of the tzitz, because that only works for things that are tame. When they're lost or they're burnt, yes, then there's no shirayim, and then yes, ain kaimitz. We're only saying that he agrees that it's going to be good, like in our case of our Mishnah, where it's tummy. If it's tummy, then it's actually yesh yirayim, and therefore yesh kaimitz. That the Gemara asks, if that's the case, ela nitma, the case in the Menachas that mentions problems with the leftovers, with the shirayim of getting lost, getting burnt, and getting tummy. So the case of when there was tummy of the leftovers. Since Rabbi Yeshua does not argue, as we just explained, on the leftovers, he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer in that case, that then the kaimitz will be kosher to be brought. Laman Katani. Then for who, for whom did we say that case of when Rabbi Yosef is saying, you know, regarding these cases, I would agree to Rabbi Eliezer, I would agree to Yeshua. Now, whose opinion are we trying to tell you regarding the case of when the leftovers become tummy? If you're going to say Rabbi Eliezer, that to teach that Rabbi Eliezer would hold, according to his midah, as we said, it's going to be kosher, is that what we're coming to teach you? When in Pshita, regarding the case of when it becomes tummy, it's obvious he would hold that the koimitz would be kosher in that case, because hashliyesh lema avid v'sarf delesno, if even he tells us, when the leftovers, when the shirayim get lost or get burnt, where they're not even around, still machshir b'liezer, behold, it's kosher because he holds it's not a problem. Im ein shirayim yesh kaimitz, it's no problem. Nitma de'isim ibaya, regarding tamei, which is a lesser of a problem because it's still around, it's just tamei, would we need to tell you that he would hold that it's going to be kosher? Elipshita, rather, it's simply, we have to say that Rabbi Yeshua, it must be telling us that case for the arguer, the one that's debating that, and that Rabbi Yeshua argues v'katani pesula, and therefore it must be that when Rabbi Yeshua says k'midase that it's puzzle, it was telling us according to his opinion that it is going to be puzzle, and the chiddush would be that even though it's around, still Rabbi Yeshua holds that it's, since it's tamei, and therefore it's not going to be yes shirayim, therefore it's like ain shirayim, and therefore ain kaimitz. That's what it has to be saying, because for whom did we say the case? For that, again, that's not like what we just answered, that he would hold that there is a Ritz of Tzitz on Achilles, and therefore that case of Tumah, he would agree to Rabbi Eliezer L'chaira, it's not. Void. And another question on the answer that we said is, Tanya, we're in the Brisa. It says clearly, Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol Zvachim Shabbat Torah, all and all Karbonis in the Torah, Bein Shenit Mabaster V'Chelev Kaim, whether the meat became Tumah, however the sacrificial parts are around, Ubein Shenit Mechelev V'Basar Kaim, whether the sacrificial parts, the fats became Tumah, but the meat is still around, Zarek HaSadam, as we explained before, you could throw the blood, because you just need to have something that's being permitted by the throwing of the blood, which will either be that the Mizbeach is eating something, which is not the actual atonement, the permitter, it's the leftovers of the fats, or if the owner, if the Kohanim are eating, which is the meat, and therefore if either one is around, you could throw the blood. But if both the meat and the fats became tummy, then you can't throw the blood. Now, Alma, so you see, not like what we answered. Ksav Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua holds inat tzitz meratza, that tzitz is not meratza, not on alo eilen, not on those which are brought on the mizbech, which is a reference to the chelev, v'loyal harachilas, and not on those things which are eaten. And that is because, as Rashi explained, if it would provide a ritzu on either one of them, why would it be puzzle? But you would still be having, quote, baser, you'd be having something that's being permitted because the tameh will be negated by the reason of the tzitz, either of the chalif or the baser, which is either one that he needs. Why does he say if both are tameh, it's not going to be good? Obviously that it's not meratza, not on the yoylin, which is the earlier teretz we had said for Zvachim, and not on the chilis, which is the teretz we wanted to say to allow him to be the town of a mishnah from regarding menachas. And obviously he does say that inkan baser, inkan dam, and that's not like our Mishnah, which is talking about a case of ein kan basa, because it's tamei, and yet, yesh kan dam, and you could still throw the blood. Ella, rather, the Gemara says the following terms. Le'olam Yibishua, he must need, we could say that Yibishua is like the Tanna of a Mishnah. Now, v'loy kasha, it's not a difficulty, this what seeming contradiction between our Mishnah and Yibishua, because kan leket chila, kan de yevet. Our Mishnah is talking about after the fact. Yibishua is talking about leket chila, as the Gemara explains. Kiyam Yibishua, when did Yibishua say that you need to have both? If there's no dam, there's no bus. If there's no bus, there's no dam. That's like a tchila. That's an issue. When you're coming to do this rika, or you're coming to eat the meat, you can't do it if the other one's not there. Do you ever lie? However, he wasn't talking about after the fact, and that is, if it was brought, then there will be kosher by the yevet. That's what our Mishnah was talking about. And therefore, it's not contradictory. Our Mishnah was talking about a case of by the yevet. Yes, he would agree after the fact that if it was thrown, even though there's no bus, it'll be kosher. That's the Gemara asks. I'm not tamer dishani later Yeshua being like a tchila deyavid. But where do we find this that Yeshua differentiates between like a tchila that you do need it and the deyavid that you don't? Just like we learned the brisa. Says in the brisa, nitmar baser oishin nifsal. If the meat became tummy or became pasul, now as Rashi explains, what's pasul? It means a tful yoyim, which doesn't create a status of tum in the meat. It just creates invalidation because it can't transmit it further on. Either way, it's a status of tumma that was on the meat. Oishin yatzal chutzaklaim. Or if it went out of the boundaries of where it's allowed to be, and therefore, hence, the meat is invalid. Rabbi Yizrik, he says you could still throw the blood, as his opinion is that even though there's no basa yeshdam. Bishua, I'm a loy Yizrik, again, as his opinion is that it main basa and dam, you cannot throw the blood. However, if you did throw it, hurtza, then it will create an atonement, and therefore we see the b'diyevet after the fact, it does work, and therefore again, that's our resolution, that our mission is talking about b'diyevet, and Rabbi Yishua agrees to that, and he was talking about it, like a tchila, that you need to have both. And that the Gemara asked two questions. Chada, first of all, the psula diyevid mashma. When Yeshua tells us that it's, which is quoted in the Mishnah Menachos, where Rabbi Yosef is saying he holds like Yeshua, that if you don't have basar, that there's no dam, it's puzzle, that sounds like even after the fact. Not like we're trying to resolve that after the fact you would agree that even though there's no basar, there is dam. Va'ayid, and moreover, that even if you're going to say that we could resolve the terminology of psula to say that it means it's puzzle to now go bring the kaimitz likatchila, but again, if you did bring the kaimitz or you did bring the dam, then there will be kasher b'diavad. However, and this second question is essentially the only question, because we say we could resolve the first question, and this question is what the Gemara is going to answer finally to resolve how Yeshua does work at our Mishnah. But the question is, Chamisha Dvarim Boyin, our Mishnah says that five things can be brought in a state of Tumah. Look at Chila Mashma, it sounds like even initially, and that's in spite of the fact of that there's no Basar, they're Tameh, there's no Ritz of Tzitz on them, and therefore, that's not like Rabbi Yeshua. We're trying to resolve. Rabbi Yeshua is like our Mishnah, but oh, because our Mishnah is talking about B'di'eved, and Rabbi Yeshua is talking about L'Kitchila. How could you say our Mishnah is B'di'eved when it says they could be brought, which sounds like even initially, even though Ein Basar, that's still Yeshdam. That the Gemara continues and finally resolves in the top of Ayin Chesem and Aleph, El Eloi Kasha. We could resolve it because Kan B'yachid. Rabbi Yeshua was talking about a case of an individual. An individual, L'Kitchila, it is puzzle without meat. But if it was thrown, then it will create an artzah. As we said, that the term analogy of psula, we could resolve that it means that l'ketchila, you cannot go ahead and do the kaimitz or the blood. But if you did that, as we find the Braisa, he says that imzar kurtza, it will be okay. And that is again, as Rabbi Shua holds, l'ketchila, you need to have both, but the yevid only one. Khan in our Mishnah, that it sounds like even l'ketchila, that you don't need both. And how could that be like Rabbi Shua? That's Toman, a case of Bitzibur, when it's a carbon tzibur, which is what the cases of our Mishnah are. And on that, Rabbi Shua agrees that carbon tzibur could be brought even like a tchila in the state of tumah, because tumah tzibur, it is permitted in spite of the tumah, and that Rabbi Shua doesn't argue. He holds that you only have to have basar, like a tchila, to have the dam, only in the case of carbon yachim, but he agrees by carbon tzibur that you don't, and it's going to be enough, even like a tchila, as our Mishnah said, to have the dam, even though there's no basar, even though there's no thing that's permitted from the kaimitz, as we find of the Achilles, of the Shtei Alechem, and the Kamen Oimer.